Hello and welcome to Gilead. My name is Soren Hotchire. I'm the comms and admin host here, and we are so happy to have you join us. Gilead is a queer storytelling bar church, and this past Sunday, April 14th, 2024, we started off our What Was I Made For series. The theologian Howard Thurman once wrote, "There is something in every one of you that waits. Listen for the sound of the genuine in yourself, and if you cannot hear it, you will never find whatever it is you're searching." So we are telling stories about listening and hearing the sound of the genuine inside yourself, asking the question, what was I made for? And asking and re-answering and figuring out the moment that you were really good at something or something you could do for hours without noticing a time gone by. So we kicked off this series with Vince preaching and me, Soren, being the first storyteller. And this is the first story. About me answering the question, what was I made for? Keep listening.
Now with another story of finding out what we were made for, please welcome tonight's storyteller, Soren Hotchire.
If anyone else asks me what my 5-year plan is, I think I'm gonna scream! Ever since I was a kid, and probably, dear listener, since you were too, everyone and their mother has been asking me what I wanted to be when I grew up, which turned into which high school I wanted to go to, if that was a choice for you, what college you're thinking about, then what you're majoring in, and then what will make you the most money. It goes on and on and on, until you have to think about your retirement plans, your 401k, eventually cremation versus burial, or maybe being turned into a cursed necklace. Help! I once trudged through Catholic school from K to eighth grade. Priests would ask about our vocation, callings to our higher purpose. And I can't count how many times I've prayed for guidance on it. If I were to be cool and nonchalant, things I've never been, I'd say I'm taking life as it comes, living life one quarter mile at a time. Thank you, Fast and Furious movies. But that's just not the truth. I've been dreaming, literally and figuratively, about my life's goals and plans ever since people started asking me about them. In grade school and now, I've always wanted to be the illustrious combo of star and philosopher. Something never done before, perhaps? You tell me. People have tried, but I believe they were called cult leaders. I always love to sing, to perform, to act, to do comedy, and I think about things and question life itself, and my whole adolescence was filled with me getting ready to do all of that on stage. Piano lessons, singing lessons, dance here and there. But with all that preparation, I never expected this, to be gay and trans. Believe it or not, it was a slow burn for me. I mean, sure, I was an ally all throughout middle school and president of my GSA in high school, but I never expected that my identity would be the kind of main thing. It was tied to my career. I always tell new people when I meet them that I went to college for musical theater initially, as if I didn't think my inherent theater kidness was apparent. But no, I need to get across it. Even after the death of my main musical mentor, a few transitions later, and I have creativity alive and well in my heart. Stop making your identity your entire personality is something Mr. Kame, a high school math teacher and GSA club supervisor, had said to me and other queer students. I got what he meant, and as a senior in high school, I emphatically agreed with him and told other younger students the same thing, that this is just one aspect of you. It doesn't have to define who you are as a person, and you're so much more than that. But here's the thing. What if queerness does define who I am? What if questioning life, seeing social constructs for what they are, arbitrary but also important, was something that on a cellular level was with me every part of my being? What if transness was something that's always been with me and will always be with me? The only constant thing in my life is change? What kind of Confucius shit is that? Like many water signs who have come before me, I listened to my dreams for meaning. There was a dream a while back where I picked up a silver figurine of a bandana that said, support queer writers. And if that isn't God telling me I need to keep reading queer authors / writing queer stuff myself, I don't know what is. And if you haven't noticed by now, my name is Soren, after Soren Kierkegaard, an 18th century Christian existentialist. His whole thing, other than having anxiety and being gay, was about this whole like leap of faith thing. And sometimes we just have to do that. We have to believe that things are going to work out the way that they're supposed to. I don't think anyone plans to be queer and trans necessarily, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, everyone else seems so obsessed with it. Why can't I be too? If legislators are so concerned about bathrooms, gender expression, sports, drag, et cetera, then why shouldn't I be able to shoot from the rooftops how actually amazing and cool it is to be gay and trans? If you actually start to deconstruct yourself in many ways, you'll find out so much more about what you actually like, who you actually like, and you'll know yourself in a real way. Then the pressures of and questions from society won't seem as stressful anymore. So here I am. I work for nonprofits, as many creatives do. I write about transness, I've gotten paid for it, and I am starting to live my life one quarter mile at a time.
The word of God.